everyone.
And welcome to
Social Studies. I'm Soyoung.
I'm Ara, and we're two lost humans who work in the day and fast in the night.
So this is our first podcast. So please ignore our mistakes.
Oh, we're very unprepared and we do not have a script.
And we don't have a specific topic today. This is just more to get to know us.
And
yeah. As it goes.
Even though we will end up making this into a specific topic.
Of course.
We're going to act like we don't have one.
In the beginning, yes. For now, yes. We have nothing. So, for first podcast.
All right. Okay.
Please ignore. We stutter a lot.
Yeah, we do. So we're going to go and check if someone's replied. Okay, no one's replied. No one cares about this podcast. That's
cool. Okay. How's hard school is in the Asian community? That is a great topic.
That is.
So, Asian community. That's actually a really good one. Because the full Asian side, their studying ways or school ways are way harder
than other places in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I mostly like, you know, I don't...
We're not exactly aware, like, how hard they are in other places.
Mm.
But here, as for us, it's on the surface, it seems harder at least.
I mean, not to just be specific and all, but like American, like this, like, you know, the more American side, they only learn about, you know, their history, their stuff, and it's pretty basic in high school.
Which is actually what we need to know.
Yeah,
it's
while we technically
learn about
everything.
Everywhere. But it's not, okay, this is a very controversial, channel. So, yeah.
This is where we tackle controversies.
Yeah, we do. We're very controversial. So if you're offended, please, like, ignore and bear with us.
Let's give a little brief background on both of us. She is very nice. She will say, not a good thing, but in the sweetest way possible. Well, I'll just be straight to the point.
Anyo, wait, I'm not that unknown devil type. I'm literally no devil. Like, if I want to be a devil, I will, you know...
She is only devil to people who, like, be like, yo, you're a b-. She'd be like,
I don't... Oh. Okay, could I continue.
And then she'd be like, it's like, well, you're a b-, too. And... that's that. But when someone, like, you know, she doesn't like, but she'll still be really nice to them. That sweet tone, that sweet smile. Well, I'm just like, well...
No, you? I'll hint, like, I'll be... To the people I don't like... And not exactly wish bad for, but like the people I try to stay away from, I act like that, you know, that type that annoys people, that sweet type of, you know, mm-hmm. person who literally can squish your head, like squish your neck or something. And that's the type, like I'll be the sweetest, that word, like dog you've ever seen, right? And like, I don't know, it's meanwhile you...
I'm just straight up.
But then the thing is, I've tried being straight up and the people don't leave you. So that's why I try being an asshole as in a sweet tone to the people I want to stay away from. And it works because they stay away from me then. Because, like, maybe they think I want to be their friend. And those assholes probably want to be superior. So if I'm acting like someone obnoxious or someone who's going to ruin your life, they stay away from me too, which is what I want. Mm. So in conclusion, I just get what I want either way. But she means, like, the people online and stuff. Even though they've been kind of annoying, I'm nice overall.
Exactly. So she is too good. But I'm just like, well, I don't give a shit about you, so...
No, like, she...
Ain't my problem.
She doesn't even try to get to know, like, if someone online is there and she's asking for something or something.
Like, what the hell can I do about it? Like, what do you want me to do about it?
Sure, I'll help out.
Well, if it's something I can't really do, what do you want me to do?
No, like, because people... You know, one time this girl wanted to know an award show, and I forgot because, as she knows, when someone asks me for something, like even if I know what it is, I will blank out a lot of the time. Like, if you ask me, which, as something as simple as, like, what's Jungkook's favorite color, I'll be like, huh? Mo? 잠깐만, give me a second.
She blanks out a lot.
Even though, I mean, of course I know. But then I'm like, what is it? Why did I blank out? And then after like 10 minutes, I'm like, oh my god, sorry, red and black.
In a future episode, you might see this happen.
Yeah, you might. if we have future, hopefully we stay. So yeah, that's why. So I blanked out one time and I literally spent 30 or 45 minutes searching for that interview for the person, and I sent it to them. I'm like, because you know what I had to do? She just sent me a post and said, do you know which interview this is? So I'm like, okay, I gotta be nice. Goes, searches PDS interviews, goes and stalks that one picture, and then finds the thing. And then later I remember, I'm like, oh my god, I know, I knew that. Oh god.
That's the really bad thing about her. I'll ask her a question, and then 5 hours later, she'll answer that question. And I'm like, by the time you gave me that answer, I probably already found an answer.
But that never happens. I just blank out, but then I give her the answer because I Google it most of the time.
Exactly. But no, I mean, like, when you're not in front of me, when we're on text, you'll reply like 5 hours later, oh, it's this. Oh, goodness, I already figured it.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
5 hours later is too much. We don't like stop talking.
Exactly.
For that much.
You'll forget about it, and then suddenly you'll remember about it.
That happens rarely though. I never do that. I always Google it on text, or I tell you, because you never ask me stuff on text. I don't know what she's hallucinating over here.
Oh, honey, I do ask you a lot of things. Anyway, so you have the angel and you have a demon.
Yes, there's an angel mixed with an unknown devil. Okay, I know a while ago I said I was not an unknown devil, but I just came across this while editing. I meant, like, to some people I can be a devil, like duality is very prominent. Yeah, and just
that
a devil.
That unknown devil is only for me, I'll tell you.
No,
that
it's much. For a lot of people. It's for people who believe in me, body shaming, I can stand up for myself, that girl A.
I'm talking about generally, that demon is for me.
Also, yes.
Exactly, that's it.
What she doesn't know is, to some of my friends that I don't, like, not that fond of, I forgave and stuff, but I'm still cold to them, and I can be that type, but I prefer to, like, to a lot of people. I don't
she
know.
She likes being loving, because, you know.
But see, I don't talk to many people.
Oh, really? You don't talk to many people?
Okay, one time she logged into my account, and something happened, and a lot of people started texting me.
She talks to so many people. That too. She talks to a lot of people online, and then she talks to a lot of guys from her school. Her love life is the worst thing ever. Like, that can be a whole other topic, and, like, it can be for more than 2 hours talking
okay,
about her
so
love life.
In conclusion, some people from school like me, and I, of course, I don't.
And I always say, which idiot would like her? Like, have they met this little demon?
So, I don't, like, thankfully not many of them have told, like, me that they like me.
But you know what anyway?
Because their friends have told me. But, or it's very clear, like, hint. One time, like, had told me that he used to like me. She thinks he still does.
Yeah, because
he was very over. So, long story. Okay. Long story. We're gonna do that later.
Mm-hmm.
So, he told me he liked me, and then later I asked him, you used to like me, right? And he's like, what? No, when's it? I never liked you. I'm like,
oh, I hate him. I hate him with my full gut.
Because he made her cry one time. And,
I don't hate him because of that. I hate him generally.
He's not my guy best friend, actually. I don't know. He's just my friend. So, yeah, a lot of. And my stalker, we have to talk about a lot of stuff in this podcast.
In conclusion, she's a really lonely. You know.
No.
I'm gonna leave her. She's gonna be even more lonely. When I go to college.
I talk to college foot. Okay.
Ow. She just pinched me, y'all. This is what I mean. She's such a little demon with me.
No, I'm not.
Oh, sure you are.
I didn't pinch her. I just stroked her.
Oh, goodness.
Like
sure.
This.
Yo, can I tell you a really fun fact about her? She can pinch people with her feet.
My mom said everyone can.
I don't think so. I can.
Okay, y'all,
see,
can you, you can't comment on Spotify, right?
What?
Can you comment on Spotify?
I think so.
Okay, if we also upload this on YouTube and Instagram and you watch the whole thing successfully, can you comment and tell us if you can pinch people with your feet?
I gotta put a poll.
We will. This is a fun fact of the day, and this podcast is probably not gonna blow up, and we're having big dreams, if we are.
You never know.
Maybe. There are over a billion podcasts. I tell my mother about this.
We're such a chaotic duo.
Yes.
I think we have to kind of love a bit.
You know, one time we were like, I don't know how old we were. And spinning around. No, she doesn't know what I'm talking about. We were spinning around in the hall. We were literally crossing our hands, holding flying like spinning wheels. And she said, I said, we should be in friends. She's like, yeah, definitely. I mean, who wouldn't love us? And I was wheezing because while spinning and jumping around, she just like, who wouldn't love us?
I mean, we were the best duo, even though we used to argue a lot. We still are. Mm-hmm. We're better now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we go together better now. But like back then, we used to go, we were drunk.
Yes, we know idol duos are maybe better than us, but we can dream.
Please do ignore our stuttering. Just another thing to put out.
What are you? You okay? That means I'm
crying.
No, I'm sniffling on recording, and I am, imagine me putting a finger down my cheek and making it look like a tear.
Kimara's the biggest idiot I've met. I love how I've downed half my coffee already and you're just sipping it lightly throughout.
No, it's actually the opposite because I have to put my thing back on, braces.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, her is going away. So and today, you're on quarter. I'm on half. If you're not buying, you could tell.
If I'm not buying,
blind. Okay. There's a really pretty blue and colorful bird there who's chugging on a fish. Bakcho, look at it. Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it. I'm not that blind.
It's really pretty.
Okay, sorry, we're talking about birds right now in the middle.
Yes, you can enjoy our conversation about birds.
We're not in a closed studio type of room. We're too broke for that shit.
The crows are vocalizing. Call, call.
Oh, the crows are the worst. Okay, so you get to see our crack moments.
잠깐만. Sorry, my Korean accent is really bad when I'm doing American accent.
What? I was like, your Korean and Korean accent's bad?
My Korean accent's really bad.
Okay, got it.
Like if I speak in Korean or American.
I don't think it was downing on a
kaku. Kaku. Kaku, kaku.
But like, I'm, everywhere to see something
cool. Going.
Okay. Oh, we're getting a lot of birds today.
So the day we needed to be quiet in the hall, it's extra loud. I never realized, actually the windows of the hall is really cool. Okay, so there was a lot happening and my mom, can I say, it's not English class, mm-hmm. My mother came out and long story short, she choked and started wheezing and I told my mom to kick her out of the house, but she just ignored me.
The sniffles are back.
Kidding.
I forgot what we were talking about. Jesus, bad memory to the finest.
How pretty the windows are. this looks like a treehouse. Like you don't get this nature.
That's a bat, right? Yeah, that's a bat.
It looks like a monkey. She laughs very weirdly. She goes.
That bat really do be fighting that tree.
So in her eyes, a bat is fighting a tree, and in my eyes, it's just climbing.
It's not climbing, it's descending.
I didn't see it. Sorry, I don't pay attention to bats as much as you.
I pay attention to crows.
Oh, more.
That was not scripted. This whole thing isn't scripted.
But that sounded scripted.
Crows and squirrels. Oh, yeah.
And pigeons, okay. Of course. Pigeons.
We need a, just a little pigeons. Thing to tell y'all. She watched two
pigeons and two crows. Two squirrels making love.
In conclusion, she's really weird. Oh my god.
TW warning. Trigger warning.
I don't think this is even a trigger warning. It's just a shock. Oh Jesus.
Why are you so scarred? Just kiss the phone.
No, with the was a noise for me.
The room.
What room?
Oh, she stalks her neighbors, by the way.
No, not exactly. I stalk their TV. And we plan their murder mystery even though they're alive. The room is open now.
Which room?
That room.
Oh, yeah.
You left.
Oh, yeah. Should we go there?
Do you want to?
Sorry, we are we shift studios. Because, well, yeah. That's our life. Okay.
Because my brother was doing tuition in a studio.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I'm gonna pause it. Bye-bye. So we're back.
Yeah, and we moved to this other better studio. And if y'all hear someone dying, like the windows, it's because, not because anyone needs CPR and is having a, you know, fit or something. It's because this crazy quack. When she laughs, when I make her laugh a lot, she starts
vibrating
and she hits her back to this very, like,
loose door.
Filicky window door. So, we're sitting on a spot.
Our spot.
Yeah, it's like a window, indoor balcony.
Where we stop our neighbors.
Something like that. Okay.
So,
we're 16 minutes up. And I think we're gonna go for 20 for our first podcast.
And plus the song.
Should we do Saturday night podcast instead? Because a lot of people want to hear it today.
Okay.
So we're gonna do Saturday night podcast. Or Saturday, yeah, it'll take us a day
to edit.
So it's gonna be a Saturday night podcast from now.
But we'll record it on Friday.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's cool. Correction, this eventually ended up becoming a Sunday night podcast because we didn't really get the time to edit it.
Cool. Making people wait for a week after telling them we're gonna release it soon is not exactly what people say nice. And I hate waiting, so as a viewer's point of view, I'm just gonna push it ahead. Speaking of which, I'm just finished reading my fanfiction. That another part came up today.
I wanted to do a topic based on fanfictions.
Also, you'll see us going in sync a lot. Like, yeah, and what we said earlier, the crow thing. Anyways, we talk in sync a lot, maybe less while recording, but yeah.
We spend a lot of time together.
Of course, we spend 5 hours a day together every day of the week. Try to.
Yeah, try.
Mostly.
We're watching a bat.
We're stalking a bat that looks like a monkey with wings, because that is a bat.
A bat fighting crows.
Trying to eat fruit, the jackfruit.
That's jackfruit.
So, let me give you guys jackfruit.
Oh, I know.
You lived here for like 7, 8, almost 8 years now, you still don't know.
Nope.
Girls in your other neighbor's buildings. So we get luckily.
I don't mangoes grow somewhere around here.
No.
Not here. Like if you go from our view, there you can see it on that tree.
Oh, good. Oh.
You've got a very green area.
So, okay, luckily for us, this road or hill or whatever, so our neighbors have a lot of tree roots in their buildings and we're adjacent to them. So the trees all come in our building and from the floor I'm on, it's like right there. And from the floor she's on, it's like a sky view.
Sea view.
So we both have really good views, and my view like looks like you're in a jungle because you're in the trees, like literally in. And for my grandma's, you're just right above me. Actually, we're really lucky we got the third floor, because like even one floor above or one floor below doesn't look as good.
Okay, I just noticed our lovely pigeon couple. Only one of them is there today.
She's pregnant. Oh, congratulations! She's fat then. sorry for body
what
shaming.
What if it's a guy?
So, it's a girl. Sorry for body shaming the pigeon. It's light, so it's a girl. Sorry for body shaming pigeons. If that's
also, Han, this girl ain't visiting.
His or her name is not Han. She's named
Hannah.
I name him Hannah,
but then I call him Han.
Hannah, true. Because Han Jisung looks like a squirrel and she stands.
And even she's a squirrel.
Okay, and we're not going to name it Ara. So we're going to name it Han.
Yeah.
She is definitely pregnant.
I don't think she's pregnant.
Or the pigeons had a one night, two night stand and then left.
Stand.
Sorry. So, yeah, and the other guy or girl keeps coming back to see it, but it never comes back.
I pity people who are going to hear this podcast.
Which is really sad. You know. Okay. So currently our neighbors are watching television like usual, and it is a mystery how their TV is always on. How high is that electricity bill?
I was just about to say that. How expensive is that?
Yeah, I saw her expensive. I saw her expression just going, huh? So,
Also, we need to figure out the mystery of how up till yesterday she had two recordings before we recorded the other ones, but today she has one. So I think she deleted the recording of exposing you of her singing in the shower. Did you?
Oh, was, did you no, know? That one was barely. I think it was just 5 seconds, so I deleted.
5 seconds? Oh. Yeah. Okay, so later, I wish that when she goes to the bathroom, I'll send it to me.
Maybe.
Okay, I know I like sing the shower and shit, but hell no.
Namjoon Oppa, shower singer.
We're exposing ourselves in this.
Okay, my ear.
So. I guess we're gonna call it? Are we gonna call it?
Yeah, but first, we gotta tell you about how one time what happened to our neighbors. Because this cannot be a full podcast on this, so since we're just chit-chatting. Look, our neighbor's TV is always on, okay? And for one day or two days, it was off. And then, it was just off for a month or so. So, instead of thinking that they went to a village or back to their holiday or something, we instead decided they've been killed. Because we were just like that, okay? So, please bear with us.
Just think of bad family.
Enough of that. So,
family or
we planned everything. And then she just said that could be a serial killer's family that moved in. Because we saw a dog, and this was very seriously taken.
Stop staring.
Okay, there's a dude who just came out. Anyways, it just, that was a bad day. Please ignore the bat.
Yes, they're arguing now.
So, since they came back, we know it's the neighbors again. So, no more murder mystery for y'all. Thank you so much for watching. For hearing our stupid, not stupid, I'm sorry.
Please come back next week.
Please bear with us and come back next week, even though we are, again, we're lost human beings who. It's not the night, but work in the day and faff in the night or evening. Yeah.
Oh, I usually say the outro, but then you take it today.
Okay, you can take it.
I mean, okay, never mind. I'm gonna play a quick song for y'all. You can enjoy that. And yeah.
See you next time.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
눈을 보고 말할래요 보고 싶었어요
night.